Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A huge night on Monday Night Raw, plus a quiet trade from Raw to SmackDown, and some major returns and debuts took place at the Impact tapings, which we will spoil in a little bit if you want it spoiled. I'll give you a warning before we do. For Tuesday, July the 20th, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. So what happened on Monday Night Raw? Well, kind of everything.
What am I here for? The WWE Universal Championship. When? About 5 weeks from now, a little event called SummerSlam. Where? Allegiant Stadium, Las Vegas. That's a pretty safe place to bet. Why? Here's where it gets interesting. I can stand here excited and tell you about the pageantry of SummerSlam, about being a main event in a packed stadium. I could tell you about a history-making, record-breaking 17th championship win. It's not because of any of that. It's because Roman Reigns is an ass.
Your reaction to losing your Monday Night Raw debut to Jeff Hardy.
Jeff Hardy just made the biggest mistake of his life. Because in the end, everyone will fall and pray.
Nikki A.S.H. catches it!
Oh my God!
Nikki A.S.H.
is catching in her Money in the Bank contract!
It's happening! It's happening!
Nikki on the top rope! The bell rings! It's official!
We can't even stand!
Crossbody! One, two, three! We have a new champion!
Been a while.
Is it really? Oh my God! Look who's back!
Wow!
Keith Lee! There is no way Bobby Lashley was expecting this! Just got finished dominating Keith Lee, and look who's behind door number two. I'm next!
No, absolutely not tonight. Let's go, champ.
Effective message delivered by Goldberg.
Yeah, but Lashley wants to, that was a straight up challenge by Goldberg, and Lashley wants to do the damn thing right now.
I say let's do it right
These
now.
Are two gladiators. Bobby is livid. The disrespect him.
To admit it's getting better. A little better all the time.
Wow.
To admit
that was Raw.
Jeez. It's getting better.
We're very much out of the Thunderdome now, aren't we? Whoa! So for months, Monday Night Raw has just been an awful three-hour watch. It has just been, it's been embarrassing. And I've talked about it very passionately on many different platforms. But last night was the best Raw after Mania, and it wasn't even after Mania. A post Money in the Bank episode of Monday Night Raw gave us, right, let's break down what we saw last night. A few things of what you heard just there. John Cena officially making the main event for SummerSlam. Cena versus Roman Reigns in Vegas. John Cena is a busy boy. He is on SmackDown this week to further the adventures he is having with Roman Reigns. A hot crowd for John Cena opening Monday Night Raw this particular week. We saw a successful cash-in by Nikki A.S.H. She is the brand new Raw Women's Champion. It was following the main event, which was a rematch between Rhea Ripley and Charlotte Flair from Money in the Bank. It ended in a disqualification. Ripley ended up beating up Charlotte Flair, and Nikki came in to swoop in and pick the bones of Charlotte Flair, and with a crossbody became the new Raw Women's Champion. The first singles title reign for Nikki Cross. WrestlingNews.co give us a few details about Nikki Cross's Money in the Bank win, saying that it's a thank you from certain people within WWE management. Nikki is very much beloved in the locker room. She gets a lot of praise for the hard work she puts in to improve in-ring, and there's a lot of love for her there. The gimmick which she came up with is being met with a lot of praise. Vince McMahon is said to be very happy with it as well and very proud of her for thinking outside the box. A source told WrestlingNews.co, Vince loves the gimmick and feels that she's opened up a world of opportunity to sell more merchandise and for her to do some community outreach with the kids. She took the initiative and she got rewarded last night. Wrestling News are also told there's a lot of merchandise ideas being worked out, and the company reckons that this is going to help bring in a lot of younger fans. I had a conversation with Rob Downey, who is a cartoonist based in Scotland, who actually helped design Nikki A.S.H.'s costume. He was recently on the news podcast. Here's a little bit about what we talked about.
Both, she mentioned that she wanted like the wristband, the mask and the cape, and the choice of colours was hers too. I wanted it to look like something Nikki would actually wear. So I was looking at, I looked at her old gear for influence and stuff. You can see that a lot of things were changed from the end result. I'm not sure, I don't really want to comment on that too much because I don't know who made the decisions and stuff like that. So it could have been, and truth be told, the final look, I loved how the final design came out anyway.
So when did you hear that the idea had been given the all clear and it was this image that you created was about to come to life?
Basically when everybody else did it turned up. I didn't watch Raw live this week. I saw the gif of her wearing the costume up here on my Twitter feed, and I was just like, oh god, it got approved, that's brilliant.
How did that feel, seeing that, like the design that you'd helped put together, and all of a sudden there it is on Monday Night Raw?
Yeah, I was pretty excited. I mean, I didn't want to get my hopes too high because I didn't know, even if it got approved, that would things get how much would get changed and stuff like that. And I mean, to be fair though, the picture was only a concept, so it was to get her through the pitching part of it. So the fact that that worked means that the picture did its job. So it was brilliant that it got approved. I was so happy for Nikki. It was great.
Massive congratulations from one Cross to another. Let's talk Karrion Kross. Now, the story started rumbling that he was backstage at Monday Night Raw just a few hours before. It was broken by PW Insider. And he was indeed there with something that vaguely resembles his NXT entrance on Raw, lacking Scarlett for that particular end. It looks as if Scarlett, if Karrion Kross is heading to Raw, Scarlett is not coming with him. He faced Jeff Hardy and lost to Jeff Hardy in a relatively short manner. This, as you heard, led to Karrion Kross cutting a very angry promo. Expect Karrion Kross to get chewed out by Samoa Joe tonight on NXT. It certainly feels like Karrion Kross is heading to the main roster sooner rather than later. Is it the right decision to have Karrion Kross, the NXT champion, lose in such a fashion on Monday Night Raw? Well, it wasn't like he lost to a nobody. He lost to Jeff Hardy, who, by the way, had his old theme music back. As promised, as soon as crowds came back, we had No More Words, his theme song played, and it was lovely to hear that. But Jeff Hardy beating Karrion Kross does, again, ask questions about the NXT call-up system. We welcomed back last night on Raw Keith Lee. We didn't forget about Keith Lee. In a losing effort to Bobby Lashley, despite that, it's good to see Keith Lee back on Monday Night Raw. And no sooner had we recovered from that, no sooner were people frantically tweeting about the return of Keith Lee, Goldberg's music hits, and out comes Goldberg to say, "I'm next." It's going to be Bobby Lashley versus Goldberg, presumably at SummerSlam. They are, as promised, shaping up SummerSlam to be a massive WrestleMania-sized event. It's already looking a big one. WrestleVotes put out the tweet saying that, it goes as follows. It says, "Talk to a few sources, and it seems as though WWE feels like they can absolutely keep the energy and momentum created from this past weekend and carry it all the way through to SummerSlam. If they can, we are looking at an all-time pay-per-view event come 8:21. Time will tell." Well, they certainly kept that momentum up on Raw last night. A lively crowd, given a lot to chew on. Friday night SmackDown shaping up to be a big one as well. We know that John Cena is going to be a part of Friday night SmackDown as he continues to square up to Roman Reigns. We'll also see Bianca Belair versus Carmella for the SmackDown Women's Championship go down. We will see the SmackDown debut of Tony Storm, and Mr. Money in the Bank, Big E, is facing Apollo Crews. There'll be no doubt a lot of other things thrown at us on SmackDown on Friday night. I have to admit, it is getting better, and it's getting better all the time.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
A Raw star has made the quiet move to SmackDown. Naomi has been quietly shifted from one brand to another. This was confirmed by PW Insider. She was at the Money in the Bank pay-per-view competing in the match, didn't come up successful, and is now planning new horizons for SmackDown. Obviously, her husband, Jimmy Uso, her brother-in-law, Jey Uso, is there. Roman Reigns is there. A lot of people suggesting maybe this is a chance to reinvigorate Naomi. Maybe put her in the faction with the bloodline. Interesting little proposition there. Chris Jericho was responding to the claims by Michael Cole that it was Edge that invented the Money in the Bank ladder match. Now, it was at Money in the Bank while Edge was making his entrance that Michael Cole said that it was Edge that devised the Money in the Bank concept. A fan tweeted Michael Cole to tell him that he was wrong, and it was actually Chris Jericho that did it. Jericho tweeted this saying, "It's a true story. Brian Gewurz and I came up with that entire match concept. Almost all of it. Vince McMahon insisted that the contract be in a briefcase." We've heard it mentioned a few times that it was Chris Jericho that came up with the Money in the Bank stipulation, and I think attaching it to Edge in that way, you're opening yourself up for criticism there. I'm just saying. And this is weird. They released merchandise for Braun Strowman on the WWE shop. So Strowman was released back in June, but there's now brand new merch for him. Now, there's two things to think on here. It could be a case of Braun Strowman's release was so sudden that they had all this merch ready to go and they still have to sell it. Could it be that Braun Strowman maybe is in a position to return to WWE not long after getting released? Stranger things have genuinely happened in the wrestling, haven't they? Stranger things have happened.
Oh, wow! If he's here, is he?
I'm waiting on the monitor. Everyone's looking.
I don't know. This could be a ploy. There's no way. He is.
Oh.
The leader of the Bullet Club, and that has been a very controversial faction. Back and forth, people have been going with who is Bullet Club, who is Elite. Jay White is in the Impact Zone.
So that was what we saw in the closing moments of Slammiversary, Impact Wrestling's huge pay-per-view from Saturday night. Very much a crossroads of the wrestling world was Impact Wrestling on Saturday. Stars from New Japan, from AAA, from AEW, NWA, Power, all descending, and some WWE stars teasing a return full-time to the company. Now, Impact have had a set of tapings. They like to tape in bulk, and we're going to go through some of the things that took place at those tapings. Now, whilst talking about Raw that happened last night is one thing, which is why we start these podcasts with that, you may not want to know what's coming up over the next 4 to 6 weeks of Impact Wrestling. So I'm giving you the opportunity at this point to stop the podcast and not have it spoiled for you. Okay? You're still here? Cool. So let's go through the next couple of weeks of Impact Wrestling. So Jay White is indeed part of the plans going forward for Impact Wrestling. He made his in-ring debut teaming up with Chris Bay, which is an interesting one. I don't know any more than he teamed with Chris Bay. I thought maybe we might see Jay White in the mix more with Kenny Omega. That may be something that happens down the line. Aiden English, the artist formerly known as Aiden English, rather, made his official debut with Impact Wrestling as the Drama King. He teamed up with Deonna Purrazzo in Impact Wrestling's Homecoming Tournament. What is the Homecoming Tournament? Well, it's an intergender tournament that is taking place all the way up to Impact Wrestling Homecoming. We know that one of the teams is the Drama King and Deonna Purrazzo. And we also learned during the tapings that Brian Myers is teaming up with wrestling legend Missy Hyatt in this tournament. This was Missy Hyatt on this taping set. This was Missy Hyatt's first match since 2004. Very much part of the wrestling landscape has been Missy Hyatt. So an interesting get for Missy Hyatt to get Missy Hyatt as part of Impact Wrestling. Intrigued to see how this pans out. Away from the Homecoming tournament, Deonna Purrazzo has accepted Mickie James's invitation to compete at NWA Empower. This is the all-women's pay-per-view that the National Wrestling Alliance are putting on at the end of next month. A big match from those guys. And Frankie Kazarian made his return to Impact Wrestling, going after Kenny Omega and the Good Brothers. So a Kazarian-Omega story could be running over the next few weeks on Impact Wrestling. So those are some of the highlights from the tapings for the next month of Impact. They have been consistently strong during the pandemic, and it is great to see them with fans back in the venues as well. Loads of good stuff to come from Impact Wrestling. And looking ahead to the rest of this week on the Cultaholic podcast feed, a brand new episode of Desert Island Graps drops tomorrow. I am in the company of the lads from Outside Xbox, gaming guys guys who love themselves the wrestling, and we're going to be chatting about their favourite wrestling matches and three that they would watch while stranded on a desert island. We'll talk to them on the podcast feed tomorrow. Today, it's in a brand new episode of the Cultaholic Classic Raw Review. Justin Henry and myself are chatting about Raw from 1995. We are on the way to SummerSlam 95. Remember the one headlined by Diesel versus Mabel for the WWF title? Yeah, we're building to that one at the moment. We'll talk about Monday Night Raw from the mid-90s on the podcast feed a little later on today. On the Twitch feed today, twitch.tv/cultaholic. Since we're back in the office, I'm going to attempt to get back on Twitch, and you and I are going to hang out this afternoon. Full details will be at Tom Campbell on Twitter a little bit later on. I can tell you as well that Adam Pacitti is here tonight from 6 p.m. with See You Next Tuesday. Adam is going to be watching some classic 90s TV game shows for your displeasure and pleasure, depending on how you're feeling. On the YouTube channel, the wrestling news, I can confirm that today you will be able to watch a wrestling news video with two people sat next to each other at a desk. Do you remember that from the old times? Well, we have now got clearance to return to the office. I am currently sat talking to you, doing the Cultaholic News podcast from the podcast studio here at the office. And I am so happy to be here. So happy to be here. And we'll be chatting to you with the news on the YouTube channel later on today, like the old days. I know. If you missed it, check out Graded and the WTF moments from Money in the Bank. Loads to dissect from that massive pay-per-view on Sunday night. And if you haven't done so already, you can check that out. But on the other end of the spectrum, why not check out the 10 worst WWE pay-per-views ever, from WrestleMania 9 to December to Dismember. We very much cover a very ugly gamut, and you can check it out on YouTube right now by searching for Cultaholic Wrestling, if we're not in your favourites already. Still time, if you haven't purchased one already, to get yourself a Jack the Jobber wrestling buddy at cultaholicshop.com. Just a few of those left now. Would hate for you to miss out on those. And also, if you want to upset a friend, maybe you're looking for a gift for a wedding shower for somebody, a wedding party that you don't quite like, or a baby shower for somebody that you don't quite like, why not treat them to the smell of fish, octopus, and misery with a Hell in a Smell candle, brought to you by our friends at Main Event Candle. Those items and more are available right now at cultaholicshop.com. And since there's rumours of the draft doing the rounds, about WWE shaking things up again, what do you remember about the 2016 WWE draft? Take the quiz at cultaholic.com and let me know how you got on. And I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
one 800 flowers.com is more than your birthday, anniversary, or just because gift-giving destination. We put our hearts into everything we do to help you celebrate all life's special occasions with friends and family. From our farmers and bakers, florists and makers, everything from 1-800-Flowers is made with love every step of the way, because we know that nothing is more important than delivering a smile. To learn more, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.